This is that story show where your hilarious real-life stories take the spotlight.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey! This is that story show, people.
Hallelujah!
Watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house.
I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And hey, I'm Jan. I'm also James.
You're John Steinklauber.
I'm John Steinklauber. I'm so sorry. James, got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know where stormtroopers like to shop?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's the store next to Target.
Oh, gosh. Because they always miss.
Yeah. Okay. Target. Thank you. I'm glad that you got that one. I'm talking about stormtroopers from Star Wars specifically, right, not right. Just like the random.
Welcome to the podcast, and thanks, John, for joining me. I hope you've had a fantastic week. It surely has been better than mine. I've continually been sick. I'm obviously doing a lot better than last week.
Sound a lot better,
but I still got the gunk, you know, in the throat. In the chest cavity. I'm still gonna die, basically. So I figure we'd get a couple podcasts out, you know? And
I mean, it's all a matter of time, right?
Yeah, it's true. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I think Olivia Rodrigo says we were born to die. It's either her or Del Rey, Lana Del Rey. That's what my son listens to. Last week he got his license, and I'm going to tell you a little secret, John.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a little secret. I've been driving with him for a whole year. Okay. Back and forth to school, taking him to school, you know, this, that, and the other, picking him up from practice, letting him drive me home. And he plays his music in the car. You know, it's just one of the things we let him do. So he listens to Lana Del Rey. He listens to, Rodrigo, he listens to Taylor Swift, which I don't disapprove of, but I do want to say that I have hated it so much. Lana Del Rey.
Tell me, I don't even know who she is.
Okay,
is it a she?
It is.
Okay,
she sings like she's fallen off a swing. She sings like an old 60s lady, like she's from the 60s, and she's so lazy,
and she's just lazy
with her voice. She can sing, but she chooses not to, so she's like and it's just this slow transition between notes and all this. And I am so glad that boy is driving. So I don't have to listen Now, there's a couple of Rodrigo songs that I can handle because secretly I'm like, Jay, those are punk songs. She's singing punk songs. It's got different instruments, but those are punk songs. And I look them up on YouTube, and sure enough, somebody ripped out all the music and replaced it with punk music, and it's still her vocals. And I'm like, yeah, I can get behind that. But, he just got bad taste in music, but praise the Jesus of the Lord. I don't have to listen to his music anymore. Basically, I didn't want to preach a sermon. I just wanted to say that I hate Lana Del Rey.
While you were doing that, I Googled Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
She looks like she'd be a TikToker.
Yeah,
or a YouTuber
or
something.
She's in her 30s, from what I understand. She's older.
She was born in 1985.
That's crazy.
She's only 10 years younger than I am.
That's nuts. Right. Anyway, I'm a weirdo because I can handle language in a movie and I can be around someone that uses language, but put it in a song and it just, it just drills into my soul for some reason. So
I think I know why that is.
Yeah.
Because usually, so music is a very powerful tool, and that's why we use it for hymns and stuff like that. But, and that's probably by creation, but so music, here's my problem with having curse words in music, is that I'll get that song in my head and then the lyrics will come out my mouth. And before I know it, I'm blankety blank blanking.
Yeah. That's why words. I don't listen to NWA. Cause they use the N word a lot and you can't as white man sing along.
No.
You know what's funny? Here's a weekly update for you. I'm very good friends. I used to work in an inner city children, our youth ministry, and now they're all grown up. And one of them lives here in St. Louis, and she married another guy in the youth group. She's a black young lady, and he's a white dude, and they have 7 kids.
Whoa.
I know. She, this girl, when she was a teenager, was like, I hate kids. I'm never having kids, whatever. And then she freaking had 7. I was making fun of her on text the other day. I was like, I met some of your kids for the first time. They were at the church I was at. And I met her oldest 3, and all 3 of them were like clones of her. And they were just like different versions of her personality. And,
that's crazy.
And it was so great. But I asked them as I was getting my picture with them, I said, do you guys say the N word around the house and your dad can't say it? And they laughed and they're like, yes. he says, it's so weird. He says, they throw it around to each other and I'm still not allowed to use it. No. He's the only white dude in the whole family, you know?
man.
But they said, you have to be at least 12. To be able to use it in our house. And
get rules.
Yeah. Get rules for
it. Wow.
So
thanks, Mom.
Oh, love it. Love it. But no, I agree with you about music. Music's powerful. And that's why I know it's not for me. Could you steal my sunshine? You know, stuff like that still sticks in your head.
Yeah.
Even dozens of years later.
It's got a nostalgic, you know, like I was listening to, what is it? M46, M43. I can't remember. I can't remember the name of it. He did the music for Oblivion and he's got all these really cool songs and stuff, but like there's certain like tones and stuff in music that'll trigger memories for me. It's almost like when you smell something and it reminds you of something.
Right.
You know, that olfactory recognition.
Yeah.
Music does that to me too. So anyways, I didn't mean to turn it into a music podcast.
No, I'm the one to turn it into a music podcast, but I'm with you. There's some of those songs, like I didn't know them. And so it didn't affect me for a while, but then they started torturing me like earworms.
Yeah. And, just to the people listening at home, I'm not like overthinking what I'm about to say. It just doesn't come out as fast for your listening side as it does for my side. So,
whenever there's a delay, when John speaks, it's not that he's slow. That's what he's trying to say. He is experiencing a delay that the internet provides. So for instance, when I say, John, when I count to 3, I want you to say hi. 1, 2, 3.
Hi.
See, that's the delay that he deals with right there. He said hi as soon as I said 3, but we heard it as a good half second later. So, anyway, that's John. Now it was never a problem before. It's a problem now. So we're letting John describe it and explain it however he wants to. We all back know in the secretly day, you know, he really is slow, but
it's true. It's true. And I do overthink everything I say, just for the record.
I do too. I do too. It's a do bad, you, like, it's bad. Yeah.
Do you like lay in bed at night and be like, oh man, why did I say that?
Dude, I'll be driving in the car with my wife and I'll just go, ugh. And she's like, what? I'm like, it's not even worth it, hon.
3 weeks ago, I said this.
I'm going through this entire thing, and I'm just like, why did I hold my hands that way when I was talking to this person? Or, you know, just stupid stuff. Like,
and do you practice conversations too? Like hypothetical conversations that may never happen?
No, I go through situations that will never happen. That include being sued or ending up in jail or somebody killing my daughter. I'll just go through and I'll get all huffy and I'll get all mad and I'm like, you gotta calm down, dude. You're like having a daydream, you know? Like really, none of this is ever gonna happen. It's not even an issue. You just made it all up in your head. So
yeah,
maybe it's getting old, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I've been doing it all my life, but now I actually out loud, like if I'm driving by myself, I'll speak to whatever conversations is going on in my mind. And it's always conversations that I'll never have, hopefully, but yeah, it's just in case I need to be quick and have a quick-witted comment.
Yeah.
In response to something snarky somebody says to me, I'll be able to do it, but yeah.
Our first story is let me get his name right here. It's from Keaton. He's a country boy. He's a up and coming country artist. I looked him up on YouTube at Keaton Brown Music on YouTube. And so anyway, this is a story from him. It's pretty funny. So
hi guys, my name is Keaton. I'm an up and coming country artist. I'm 16 years old, and I have a funny story because I got the opportunity to play a televised show in Las Vegas, Nevada in December. And it was like a panel thing, just nothing like I had done before. And I'm standing there with a guy and he's kind of talking back and forth, asking me questions. And he asked me, he said, I know this isn't like super big, but is this making you nervous? And without even thinking, I just said, well, I have some butterflies jumping in my pants. So I hope this makes it on the show. Thank you guys so much.
I wasn't expecting that. See the right winger in me. This is going to be our political show. That's what I imagine the left wingers have going on all the time. They just have butterflies in their pants, you know, tree huggers and stuff like that. That's what makes them do the things they do and say and believe what they believe is they just have butterflies in their pants.
We have got butterflies jumping in our pants.
Maybe I should get some butterflies and put them in my pants and see if
at your age, it's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our age.
Just make me a lot happier. I just hope it helped him perform well, you know?
Yeah. So well, it depends on part of the country, I suppose.
Butterflies.
I totally missed the last part because I was laughing so much. But good luck to you and your up and coming country.
Yeah.
Did you say he was doing country music?
Yeah, Keaton Brown Music. He's got a
Keaton
good
Brown
voice.
Music.
He's got a couple covers that he's done. And
all right, I'll check him out.
It's good stuff. Let's do some news. Ow, that hurt my ear. from Philadelphia. For more than a quarter century, Phillies fans considered Dollar Hot Dog Night among the best ballpark promotions, but the team has now decided it was the worst.
Like a sausage worst?
Yeah. Those dog days of April when the Philly weather is cold and the wieners are steel are going, gone. The Phillies officially ended the popular promotion Thursday and replaced the Dollar Dogs on select dates with a 2-for-1 deal. at some of the April games in Citizens Bank Park. What wasn't positive about Dollar Dog Nights? Well, armed with projectile frankfurters, some unruly Philly fans began chucking their favorite meats during a game last year, and the dogs soared like cans of corn through the stands and onto the field. So they were buying all these hot dogs and then using them like a snowball fight.
Yeah.
The demand for the discount dogs also led to clogged lines, if not arteries, on the concourse, and the cramped spaces led to security and safety concerns.
Okay.
So basically they're ending this because the fans found the food so cheap. They were having food fights.
It's like, hey, we can throw these at the guys down there on the field.
And now they're mad. They're mad that there are consequences to their actions. Cause apparently a hot dog costs $5 typically. So a 2-for-1 deal means 2 hot dogs for $5, but it's still not the same deal as $1 a hot dog. You know, you could get five hot dogs.
Missing out on 3 dogs with that. I could get angry to a point where I would actually reconsider throwing my food.
Exactly. I might actually eat it.
I don't think I've ever done. Yeah. I was like, oh, this hot dog cost me $5. I'm not throwing that on the field. No. I'm not that angry.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, you know, it's logical. It's just logical. But yeah. Anyway, let's do some stories. We're going to listen to your stories right now. This one's called Botched Bacon. It's from Scott from Virginia. When we were newly married, no, we were not newly married. You need to like identify your pronouns there. What we means. We. Oh, my wife. Okay. He does say it later. I thought he was talking about me and him. I thought he was trying to say something. Okay. When we were newly married and we got a flat, an apartment in a small town by Seattle, Washington State. My wife was from Dublin, Ireland, and she was having a bit of trouble attempting and adapting to our cookers, our oven, our stove. The broiler seemed to be a bit of a mystery for her. Well, I wanted some good old-fashioned bacon done in the broiler. So that's pretty particular.
Broiled bacon. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever broiled bacon.
I haven't either. It kind of messed up this story for me because I'd never heard of broiled bacon, and he's obviously a fan of it. I mean, we just put it in a frying pan, you know?
Right. And, or the microwave sometimes.
Oh,
even.
That's no. Mm-mm.
I know it's sacrilege, but
it is.
I mean, the way that you cook bacon in my family, and the right way to do it is, as far as I'm concerned, is in a cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
I agree. Yep. I'll even take a template skillet. No. What do you call it?
Tupperware?
No.
What's a nonstick?
Nonstick surface. What's that called? Teflon? Yeah. Yeah.
Teflon. Yeah. Right.
All right. I knew what I was talking about. Being the macho, prideful young man that I was, I wasn't going to go without just because my wife couldn't figure it out. So I carefully placed each piece on the rack and then I put them into the cooker to get them brown and almost crisp. So things were going well. The feathers on my chest were puffed out. I was very proud of myself.
I figured out how to use the cooker.
That's right. As I took the bacon tray from the cooker to the broiler, he's using languages I'm not familiar with. Like, to me, it's all the same. It's like,
The broil, like, isn't that the top-down cooking?
Yeah, in a cooker, okay. Isn't that an oven? Wouldn't you just be switching a dial? I don't know. This guy is very particular about his bacon. I don't want to offend him because I don't want any more hate mail because it just hurts my feelings so much. So I'm just going to let him stay where he's at here. I almost tipped them over into the floor, but not I. As I put them into the broiler, I was explaining to my wonderful wife in my most prideful, manly manner, the art of broiling, and that I knew exactly what I was doing. As I put the product into the broiler, I carefully made sure the door was a bit open as the bacon was sizzling and popping a bit, and my wife and I went to have a seat out on our quaint kitchen table. So as my mouth was now watering and I was feeling very proud of myself, all of a sudden we heard a fire alarm sound. Uh-oh. I know what I'm doing. I still know.
It always does that when I broil bacon.
Yeah. My wife and I looked outside to find nothing happening, but when we looked inside, we saw smoke from the cooker. So, not the broiler. Anyway, being in a quickened state of mind, I shut the broiler door by mistake, and flames instantly shot forth.
Ooh.
I reached over, I took the tray. I did have a hot mitt, and I threw the tray into the sink, though the flames did not stop. Mm-hmm. In my panic, I found the baking soda in the press under the sink. So I don't know what the press is. And I don't know why baking soda would be in a press. So this guy obviously is from another part of the world, I think. Even though he says he's Scott from Virginia, I think he's from Virginia now. But I think originally he was from Mars. So
well, he could have been from like the Virginia colony, you know, because they brought a lot of their traditions.
The original
colony. He wrote this back in the 1700s.
He's a time traveler.
From Virginia City.
So he says, I got the bacon soda from under the sink. We both began laughing. I was truly humbled. My wife is truly a princess, and she forgave me at once. As our laughter began to die down, we found ourselves on the couch as we were reminiscing about my faux pas. We heard the fire brigade. Yeah, that settles it. He is not from America.
He can't be. We don't have brigades in not even in Washington.
Sounds like a parade's coming down. You know, we're the fire brigade.
Oh, look up there. I think we're going to take care of those.
They're holding
fine chap.
They're holding up hoops, and the dog is jumping through the hoops. You know, there's freaking.
They got a trampoline.
Horses are dragging the cart behind them. You know, with the water wagon. And anyway, so they have a brigade. Being on a busy road, we thought nothing of it until there was a knock at the door. We opened the door to see the chief and the lieutenant. We explained what happened, and we all four had a good laugh as they departed. Scott from Virginia.
Why do I picture that as a Mentos commercial? They all just threw their heads back and laugh.
With Mentos fresh and full of life, fresh goes butter. Mentos fresh and full of life. And he gives the thumbs up to the camera. My bacon's burned, but everything is fine because my wife's a princess and the fire brigade let me off. Ding!
I say to you, we don't know much about your American ways and cooking things in the broilers and whatnot.
Broiler. I have a cooker. Expensive. What's a cooker? It's an oven, you know?
It's a cooker.
Yeah,
it's the thing that does the cooking. That makes I do appreciate Scott from Virginia, quote unquote.
Yeah.
The fact that you did explain what a flat was and what a cooker oven slash stove is, and
yeah, you did good. You did good. You told us what a flat was, and you know, because I do watch a lot of British television now. I know what a lorry is. Do you know what a lorry is?
Right,
it's a truck. You know,
in the tills. Yeah, where you go through, you get your
because you have to wait in a queue to go through the till.
Right.
And there's all kinds of words and stuff. They're speaking English, but it's a different kind, you know. So I love it.
The Queen's the King's. Do we call it the Queen's English still? Even though they have a king.
Yeah, I think it is the Queen's because it predates that Queen. But what's curious to me is how we both started. You got to imagine the Revolutionary War. The minute that started, everybody talked the same, right?
Yeah. Right.
You know, so George Washington had an accent of some kind.
Right.
And from what I understand, it was neither what we hear now nor what we speak on the continent here. It was different. And that theirs has developed as ours has developed. And from what I understand, Southern speakers are closer to what was originally spoken because it's a slowed down English accent. Is what
you know,
is said.
I've heard that too. Like that fine Southern American friend of ours
right.
who used to call up from the I believe that's I've heard that before too.
And
so I don't know
New the, English accents are very similar too, as far as the way they speak to the way it was. But from what I understand, when we split, they developed and continued and became, you know, more of what they were, and then vice versa on our end. I don't know, but that's what I've heard, and I love accents.
That's what the internet says, at least, right?
Yeah. What do they know?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This story is called Catch Up, from John from Ohio. The first time that my brother ate a meal with my daughter, she was just a toddler and beginning to talk. So he'd gone out and gotten her a Happy Meal. Unfortunately, they didn't have any ketchup. But not having kids, he didn't worry about it. So he proudly gives her the meal and sits down next to her to eat. And she picks up her first French fry. She holds it up in the air towards him and says, "Ketchup." And he tells her, "Sorry, we don't have any ketchup. And you're going to have to eat it without it." And so she eats that fry. Uh-huh. That's fine. She, you know, problem avoided. Till she picks up the next one. And she once again, she says, "Ketchup." "Sorry, we don't have any ketchup. You're going to have to eat it without ketchup." Third fry. "Ketchup." So it happened with each and every fry. She asked for every flipping fry. From then on, my brother makes sure that he has the proper condiment whenever eating with his niece, John from Ohio. That is
nice.
Such a kid thing, dude.
I bet you John carries ketchup in his pockets just in case.
I bet he does. My son used to, we had to get on him because he would take three fries, he would dip them in the ketchup and then suck it off the fries and then re-dip the fries until they literally the fell fries. Apart. And we're like,
they were just utensils for eating ketchup.
Stop eating ketchup. Yeah. So gross. Now he can't stand nice. Ketchup. So I, you
wow.
know, it's all full circle, but
wow.
Yeah.
I think ketchup, using ketchup is a learned thing, right?
Is it?
It's gotta be because like I never put, cause I didn't want to deal with the mess. I never put ketchup on my kids when they were growing up, you know, like fries and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They would just eat them straight and they still do.
Huh? Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, I like Chick-fil-A fries, you got to have Chick-fil-A sauce with those. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now I'm a ketchup guy. I don't eat it much because I don't eat fries anymore. But yeah, when I did, I'll put it on a hamburger. But hot dogs have to have mustard and relish. So
yes, right.
Yeah,
and sometimes chili.
Okay. Yeah, I can get with that. But yeah. Mostly my wife buys these turkey dogs that have cheese baked in them. Oh, it's so good.
I don't care.
It's so good. You bite it and the cheese just kind of out.
Is it like hot lava and it burns your mouth?
It's so good. Yeah.
There's hot cheese in this hot dog. I got it for $1 at the Phillies game.
Yeah. I threw it at my friends. And then they took away my fun.
Yeah.
Only jerks. Only in America would we get upset because we can't waste food, you know? Oh, man. Yeah. You can still waste food. You're just also going to waste money now, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So the rich.
$5 is a deal for a hot dog these days.
So, again, it's that the one percenters are going to be able to have their food fight. But the rest of us are going to have to just settle for eating our food. So Anyway, this is called Pickup Panic. It's a little long, but it's good. It's from Jennifer from Albuquerque. Last year, my nephew, Ben, a young adult, was visiting Denver when his car broke down, and it was determined that his car was unrepairable. Being poor and stranded in a big city, he was looking for affordable ways to get back to New Mexico. He bought a bus ticket from Denver to Albuquerque, and later that evening, it had an arrival time of later in the evening. So we were worried about his safety in downtown Albuquerque at such a late hour, so my husband and I offered to drive our minivan down to the bus station to pick him up. The bus station was in a rough part of town and that you normally wouldn't go out in at night. So having never been to the bus station before, my husband and I decided to go a little earlier to make sure that we had the location correct and we were able to meet my nephew on time in case the bus was early. So we arrived at the bus station and we started scanning the area to see if we could see Ben. And there was a young couple with their suitcases standing scanning the road, and obviously looking for someone that was going to be picking them up. So we drove by them and we continued around into the parking lot, hoping to find the bus and where it was going to drop off our nephew. So we did this for a couple minutes. And as we were looking around, we noticed that the young couple seemed to be following us, dragging their suitcases. So we made a turn and they made a turn. And we looked back at them and they started trying to wave us down. So we decided to move to a different area of the parking lot. It was freaking us out. And they continued to try to follow us. Finally, we realized that they must have thought that we were their Uber. And this had to be the motivation behind their insistence on following us. So we tried to drive off to the other part of the parking lot, and they continued to follow us again. They wouldn't give up. I decided that something had to be done. And even though I was hesitant to roll down my window in such a rough part of town at this late hour, I did it. I rolled down the window as we passed by them and yelled at the top of my lungs, "This is not your Uber. We're not giving you a ride anywhere." She drove past. "We're not an Uber." "Okay, I didn't get it all out. Drive one more time." "Yeah. We're not giving you a ride." At this moment, the recognition of what they had been doing, chasing a car around the parking lot at night in a dangerous part of Albuquerque, dawned on them, and they stopped following us and avoided even looking in our direction because they were embarrassed. "We're not your Uber. Stop following us. You're freaking us out." They were picked up within the next 10 minutes by what I can only assume was their Uber. And we
or somebody else they chased down.
Yeah. We're not. What in the freak is this Uber? I'm giving them no stars. No stars. They keep running away from us. Yeah. So anyway, we spent about 45 minutes waiting for what ended up being a late bus, and we picked up Ben safely. We still laugh so hard when we remember this crazy experience. We're glad to have finally thought of a story that we could submit, and we hope you'll be able to use it on your show, Jennifer from Albuquerque. Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I want to just shout that out at people now. We're not your Uber. That probably might become a trend or something on TikTok. Yeah. Just shouting out, "We're not your Uber."
"I'm not your Uber. I'm nobody's Uber."
I'm going to start telling that to my kids.
Yeah. 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 You got to pay me.
"I'm not Uber.
I'm not your stinking Uber driver."
Anyway. That's hilarious. Can you imagine being those people? Well, maybe that's our Uber car. You know, I think they have to identify in some way.
Yeah.
On the car itself that they're an Uber. At least I've seen that.
Just can't imagine continually chasing them. Wouldn't you start texting the guy or something and messaging him in the app? "Why are you leaving us? We're not your Uber." Oh,
don't make eye contact again.
Gosh, I've walked 5 miles trying to catch this car and they're not our Uber. Oh!
Yeah.
So anyway. Oh, man. I hope you enjoyed our stories. A quick announcement. Hats are still available. Sold another one tonight. I got to get it out in the mail tomorrow. It's three hats in 2 weeks.
To the single digits now.
Yeah,
right?
We're getting there. We're getting there. So you can get your hat while they last. Etsy.com/NLcast. They are gorgeous. They're beautiful, comfortable. I'm wearing one right now. It has the brand
looking
new
good.
That Story Show logo emblazoned on the front. 100% cotton pre-washed. Charcoal hat. It is the dad cap. It's a low profile pre-curved visor. It's awesome. It's great. You can pick one up at etsy.com/NLcast. Also, we're always looking for stories. Thank you so much for those that sent them in this week. We are always needing more. So if you've thought of a story, a lot of times that's how it happens. People are listening to the show and they're like, oh, I got a story about white privilege. And then they send it in. And
so. Next week, we're going to have a story about this couple that was waiting on an Uber.
Like that reminds me of when I chased down this car and then they yelled at us.
They said they weren't my Uber.
Yeah, what the heck? I don't understand it. Anyway, surely you have a funny life story. Gosh, my cold is not over. This podcast is brought to you by our givers and supporters on Patreon. Get That Store Show Premium, which includes free ad-free listening swag and weekly bonus podcasts. Try it out free for 7 days. Patreon.com/That Story Show. Special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, Christopher Tynan. Submit your story today at thatstory.show. Call it in toll free, 833-55-STORY. And while you're there, join our mailing list. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're not your Uber.
That's right. We're not your Uber at all. You're just chasing us around. You should text, check your text in case it made a notification sound. And then you'd know that we are not the ones. We're here to pick up in, and we don't have any guns, so we're scared because we're in the dangerous part of Albuquerque. Who'd have ever thought that there would be one in this place? But there is. It's scary, and we're here to pick up Ben, and we don't want you following us, so we're gonna turn again and get away from you. But you're turning right around, and you're staring at us, and you're trying to flag us down. But I'm gonna roll down my window and say, we're not your Uber. Hey, have a nice day. Peace out.
That was good.
No, thank you. It was terrible, but thanks.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.